This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh boy, here we are. We are here. I have been singing so much and I'm so bad at it.
Oh, never stop singing, because never. Because I know singing isn't a thing. If you sing more, you get better at it. La, la, la.
Maybe. I truly don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand notes and melodies, but we don't have to because you're listening to Drag Her.
Drag Her.
Oh, yes. The one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast. And yes, we ain't stopping at just regular Drag Race,
no,
huh?
No, we're talking about Secret Celebrity Drag Race.
Secret Celebrity Drag Race.
Secret Celebrity Drag Race. Boo, 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 boo.
And wow, what a difference a week makes.
Yes.
Oh my God. Wait, I'm so confused. How is this episode so much more fun than last week?
I don't know, but I think it was just more fun because I think more people know who the contestants were.
Yes.
And I think it was bigger personalities. Like, not to knock Nico. Nico, oh, also, I have to apologize. I misgendered Nico in our last episode.
Yes. Truly,
I apologize. It is not I do try to, like, gender people correctly, and sometimes not that I forget, it's confusing sometimes, and I fuck up.
Would like to apologize too. I am genuinely very sorry, and I'm truly embarrassed because I just made a very stupid mistake, and I do not take that lightly. I have I just feel awful.
Yeah, and I feel bad too.
I really appreciate our queer community. And I know they will not listen to this because we're not that important. But it doesn't even matter if they never hear this. I really feel terrible, and I hope you all listening will accept my apology.
Yes.
And I'll continue to educate myself and yes, be careful and
continue and, to, well, we'll try to just do better.
Yes. Yeah, that's all we can do. And I have to check my, I need to reprogram my brain and,
yes,
and think about things in a new way and, be more mindful about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know. It's hard to transition. I'm like, I'm very sorry that I fucked something up that's important.
Yeah, no, there's no transition. You just have to go boop, 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 boop. Boop, boop.
So this week we got some ladies.
We did.
We had Lonnie Love, Tammy Roman, and Vanessa fucking Williams.
Oh my God. You go and save the best for last.
And then we had the queens who were the drag mothers, if you will. We had Trinity the Tuck, who has a new nose, maybe?
I don't know what's happening. Yeah, she looked more puffy and plastic or something.
I love it. But I also love that she owns it. She's like, I'm filled with all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And then we have Asia O'Hara, who walks into the workroom and said that these butterflies will take flight again, I believe.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she says, let's teach the butterflies how to fly. And I said, yes. No, she did not just say
Asia
that.
Asia O'Hara is so fucking funny. And I think she was funny on her season, but like we saw her at Work the World and she was hilarious.
Yeah,
and
she was amazing.
Like, oh, we need more Asia O'Hara. They must not have used all of her juice. She is so fucking funny. And last but not least, one of my fucking favorite queens,
God.
Alyssa fucking Edwards. I love her so much.
When she's on screen, my mouth just is open and like I can't close my mouth because I'm so excited to see Alyssa. And like I feel I briefly got to meet her. I just can't believe what an amazing creature she is, how perfect she is on TV. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She looked so good in every single shot of this whole fucking episode.
She really is stunning.
Oh, my God. And so we get to meet the queens. Lonnie Love, of course, is just adorable and a great comedian and talk show host.
She's so fucking funny. I love Lonnie Love. One of my favorite Lonnie Love videos is her learning to pole dance when she used to be on Ellen.
Oh, okay.
She used to like sometimes do like correspondency stuff for Ellen, I think. Or maybe she just did this one-off thing. I don't know. But it is her learning how to pole dance and it's so funny.
That's fucking rad. Yeah, she's so funny and just sweet and adorable. And like, I am so glad how just emotionally available she was the whole damn episode.
I believe she cried 3 times.
I think so. But anyone can cry if an episode's 90 minutes long. There's plenty of time.
Sure, yeah. I cried yesterday in my stretching class because I had my hips released and I wept.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm so jealous. I want to do this thing, this stretch thing you're doing.
Okay, I'll let my teacher know.
Okay, I want to do it. I want to cry. I've cried like a couple times during yoga, and I cried during this episode too. That's always a fun thing where you're like, oh, something came up.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And then Tammy Roman, who I know from a really old, I mean, I know she's a basketball wife, but do you remember when she was on The Real World?
No.
She was on like one of the first Real Worlds. I want to say it was LA, if I'm not mistaken. Like the second Real World, but that was like 8,000 million years ago. If I'm not, maybe I should fact check my damn self right now. I think I'm right about this, but here we go. Yes. Yeah, she was on The Real World. I remember from 800 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a gag. It's a fun one. And she was so, I didn't like know too much of her besides that. And man, she's so fun to watch.
She's great. I thoroughly enjoyed her.
Mm-hmm.
I liked they had to get into quick male drag.
Oh my God,
and
this was so fun.
She slides that lace front off and she was like, you know, when a woman takes her lace front off on television, she's here to win. I was like, she's right. Nobody wants to be seen in a bald cap when you're like, this lace front looks real. Nobody wants to see that. And then I love Vanessa Williams just throwing her tracks out. And then Lonnie was like, I don't have enough money to be ripping my tracks out like that.
Truly. True. I mean, stunt queens. I loved when that happened. I was like, this episode's going to be amazing.
Yes. Because was so much fun.
That is such a fucking cool move. And I think it's like, once again, they hit it so well in this episode. We're like, this episode is such an excellent example of solidarity and like sort of cultural exchange between women and drag queens, and how like we help each other, we strengthen each other, and like we both use gender expression to make ourselves feel better, not worse. Yeah. And I thought that was fucking cool. They're like, yeah, man, like a part of my expression is wearing hair. And I thought that was so cool that they were like, yep, we're in from the jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so much fun.
So fun. And then they have their male looks. Vanessa looks kind of like, she kind of looks like a golf player was also from North Carolina, like kind of a trashy golf player.
Uh-huh.
Real backwoods, like it's like a backwoods redneck wants to be country club.
Yeah, it made me laugh so hard. All of them were so funny.
Oh my God. And they all had really specific characters. Like I feel like we've all fucked that drag king that Tammy was.
Yes.
Like he's got a great dick, and it smells like cheese, but it looks great. Ew. I mean, she really made me laugh with those like just little characteristics of drag kingness, which were like so on.
It was so fun. It was so much fun in this episode that they truly played with gender. So they played up femininity in the little mini rusical, which was honestly one of the best rusicals I've seen. And and then doing the drag king stuff in the beginning, like I really enjoyed that. It was fun.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Lonnie is so funny in the mini challenge, and of course wins pitching swing.
Yes.
And this, obviously they gave him a script, but it's like it felt like she was improvising some pretty fucking awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She was definitely improvising. She truly is just so funny. Like, she is a joy to watch.
Yeah. It's a complicated concept of, like, this is a drug for electoral dysfunction. They did a great job with it, but at first I was like, okay, this is asking a lot. It was so funny. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Lonnie wins and she chooses Trinity.
Yes, which I probably would have gone for. I love Trinity, but I probably would have gone for Asia because I think Asia's so funny. Or Alyssa, because Alyssa just makes me laugh and laugh.
I would have picked Alyssa, but just because like I need to be in her presence and I need to just hear everything she says and just be like, never stop talking. Man, she looked so fun. And I love when like she takes her aside and in her Alyssa, like her little Alyssa isms, like her little manicured claw on her chin.
Yes.
Oh, just be like, this is gonna be something, huh? Like I live. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Okay, and then their drag names are Tammy's is Shanita Cocktail.
Which I thought was very, at first I was like, eh. And then I was like, nah, that's funny.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh, that's like, it's very, it's like drag canon. Like, is it too familiar? But yeah, it works. It's great. And then Lonnie's is Mary J. Ross. I mean, it's completely fine. It's cute. I like that she went with icons who inspire her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vanquisha DeHouse.
Yep.
Is Vanessa Williams.
Yep. I said, okay. She did it. She picked an insane name. Okay.
Yeah, why not? Because her explanation was she wants to vanquish the house.
Yep. Sure.
Huh.
Sure.
I'm not confused. I get
sure.
it.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Vanquish of the house. Yes.
Yeah. No, yeah, of course. Yeah, it makes sense. As long as we laugh after, I mean, and that's what everyone did. They were just like, oh, just laugh and support her. Why not?
Yes. Who gives a shit? Because honestly, it's like, it's kind of like Heidi in Closet. It's not a great, it doesn't roll off the tongue, but that's the name she chose for herself.
Exactly.
I was truly like, Heidi should change it. But now I'm very much like, no, that's right. What she wanted.
Right. Right. And I mean, it's true. Like any name is a drag name. Obviously, sometimes puns serve you and sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like just like a good old fashioned Bob the Drag Queen or even just Trinity the Tuck. I mean, Trinity the Tuck is not an amazing drag name. It's just kind of like, okay, we love Trinity, so I guess that's a fine
name.
Yeah,
I mean, I preferred Trinity the Tuck Taylor because to me, I was like, is she going to be a WWE wrestling type of drag queen? Uh-huh. And you're like, no, she just has a great tuck. She's telling me what's up.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, I get it. I think, you kind of fall, even Monique Hart. Look, I live for Monique Hart, but I don't think it's the most catchy name in the world. I just love her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like, what is in a drag name? Like, who's got the most, no one has the most amazing drag name. It's just drag. It's so fun. Although my friend Meatball, I talk about Meatball so much. I love Meatball's name.
I love Meatball with all of my heart.
It perfectly encapsulates who Meatball is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's her brand. That's what she delivers. That's the fun time. I mean, she tastes good. She'll make you sweat, but she'll make you happy. She's Meatball.
Yeah.
It's a perfect name. Ooh, okay, so there's a twerk off that's adorable and silly.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute. I like that they get emotional and hug.
Yes, I just, there was so much I loved in the episode. It was, and also I could watch Lonnie Love twerk all day.
Yes.
And I can't remember if it was, someone in the episode was like, who could imagine seeing Vanessa Williams twerk? And I was like, I mean, it was bound to happen, you know? It's not out of the ordinary, like, you know,
yeah.
She's still, you know, being relevant. She's in pop culture still. I see it for her.
Yeah, I see this for her. And I mean, her attitude says it all, that she's like, I like to be challenged. I like to do new shit. Throw it at me. Let's go. I think she she was awesome. She was so exciting to watch. Rue comes through and they talk about their charities.
Yes, yes, yes. What are they? Well, Lonnie's playing for Dress for Success, which is a really great charity that I donate to.
I love it.
And I like worked at Lane Bryant for a while, and I used to always have like suits because I was like, maybe I'll need them when I go into like the corporate America world. I don't know what I thought I was doing, but I had suits. And then someone told me about the charity and they're like, they actually need plus size suits. Those are the hardest things to find. So then I donated them, and I don't know if they went to a good home, but I feel like they did. So that's the one charity that I was like, I know about that. What are the other two charities? Do you remember?
Yes, I do remember. Tammy was giving to St. Jude's.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Very, of course, very emotional story about her mom. And Vanessa is giving to the Trevor Project, which is excellent.
All really great charities. And honestly, not to be like, people donate more. I don't know your financial situation, but like, if you could not have a cocktail when you go out and donate that money once a week, that's help.
That's a really good way to think about it. Like, even if you're like, oh, I mean, I know we're all struggling, but there are little things I'm saving money on during this time because I'm like, oh, I'm not going to a coffee place to get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So even $5 a week for that one overpriced coffee towards a charity could be so awesome.
And I get emails from all the charities I donate to. And I don't love my inbox being full of shit like that, but I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a nice thing I did last week. You know, it's just, it's a nice, you know, I don't know.
It's a good thing. I agree. It's nice to get a positive little message. They get emotional. It's beautiful. We get a message from Dolly.
Yes, that was so cute.
Oh, I love Dolly so much. I'm a drag queen. she's so cute. And I mean, did I tell you I saw her at the Hollywood Bowl? And here's just a funny Dolly detail that's also very drag. You know how like when you're at the Hollywood Bowl, they have a screen so that if you're far away, you can see the artist more up close. Dolly's camera, even the one that was supposed to help you see her more up close, was still like a medium frame. So it was like kind of, it was her face. It was not just her face. It was like her face, chest, and hips. So like, she was basically saying, don't get the camera too close to my fucking face. Okay.
That's very funny.
It's very funny. And it makes sense of like, she looks, and she, you know what? She really does look amazing. She doesn't look overly plucked. I think she looks fresh.
Yeah. I think she looks stunning. She doesn't look preserved. She just looks older and good.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. She does not look like she was dipped in formaldehyde, which is...
But that being said, if you want to get plastic surgery, get plastic surgery. Who fucking cares? It's your fucking
face. Yeah, who gives a shit? Live your truth.
It's your fucking face. Do whatever you fucking want to.
You have one face and you're going to lose it when you die pretty soon. So go do stuff with it. Okay. Yeah. Let's get some crazy plastic after this is done.
Yes, let's fucking do it.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm going to get a second dick attached. Just because.
Yeah. And I'm going to get a third dick attached because I already got two. The Rusical was a 9-to-5 Rusical where Vanessa Williams was Dolly, right? Mm.
Yes, yes. Tammy is Jane Fonda.
And then Lonnie...
Is Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin in an inexplicable way You were like, she's Lily Tomlin because that's who's left.
Right.
I don't know what was Lily Tomlin about that, but it made me laugh. It was the funniest.
I think she had the hardest chunk. Like, Lily Tomlin doing a rap, I think, is... It was really good, but I mean, I just think the other ones were so much more clearly... Yeah, like, that is Jane Fonda, and that is Dolly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, who cares? They don't care. They all get to win money for their wonderful charities, which was really cool.
Yes.
But I did think she had the hardest thing to make work, or make the audience go, yes, that's Lily Tomlin. Because Lily Tomlin doesn't rap. Did you know?
No, she sure doesn't.
Did you know?
I thought she was a rapper. Are you sure she's not signed to Bad Boy Records?
I'm pretty sure she's not a Cash Money millionaire, but I could double check. Let me see. No, she is not signed to Death Row. She has been seen in public with Suge Knight, but that's about it.
Honestly, that would be so funny if she and Suge Knight were like fucking friends.
Oh my God, that would make me so happy. But they do it. They do the 5 to 9 Rusical. It's amazing. They put a lot of work in, and they get their moms in there too.
Yes.
Wow.
It was so cute, so wonderful. I really fucking loved it.
Yeah.
The way Trinity was performing was as if she was on a season, and she was like, "I came to win."
Yes, I agree. Alyssa was also pretty damn great. But yeah, I mean, that must have been a lot of work for them. And this was interesting because it felt like they were really, as opposed to last episode, I guess there'll be different focuses for each queen, but it felt like these queens really, really, really did beat their celebrities' faces for the runway.
Yes. Also, I believe Mayhem... Hold on, I have it up. So
ooh,
Mayhem, Layla McQueen, and Chanel did the makeup.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Maybe we'll get another
tidbit. It's kind of weird because I think there was going to be like the makeup element where they just had more queens on. But then I guess like they were like, the episodes are already 90 minutes. We can't make them 2 hours long.
I mean, there's some fat that could get cut in there. Like, I think one chunk of the episode that's not hitting as well as they think is the family comes to see them kind of chunk of the episode. Mm-hmm. That doesn't do much for me. And as you saw in this week, people couldn't even come. They just FaceTime them. That was weird.
But Lonnie's boyfriend came and I was like, oh, that's cute.
That's pretty cute. But yeah, I think we should see them because, I mean, there's that cute little clip of Chanel giving makeup tips from last week that was like kind of interesting, and I kind of wish that was in the episode. But what are you gonna do? The runway comes, and what do we think?
It's fun. Lonnie honestly is so fucking stunning. I love this pink dress, this pink fish. What is it, like a mermaid tail dress
with a coat,
sparkly. She's wearing hip pads for fucking days, which I loved.
Updo. She's corseted and has hips. That's a lot.
She looked so good.
Yes.
Vanessa Williams. I love a flame. I love it on a dress. I didn't love the flame things on her shoulders.
I agree. It looked a little Pokemon-ish and not a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good way. Yeah. So I thought it was kind of hokey pokey. It was kind of weird, but I was like, okay, it's cute. Whatever. Yeah, it was the shape of the flames and maybe the color palette was a little goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, especially for how beautiful she is.
Yes. And then the dress that, oh my goodness.
Tammy.
Yes, Tammy. God, her name just truly left my fucking brain. Tammy's dress was really stunning. And when you saw it like in the workroom, I was like, holy shit.
Yes.
This is so beautiful.
Yes. Did you? Oh, yeah. It was stunning. And did you see what Alyssa was wearing for the main stage?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Man, that pink dress was so beautiful. My God.
That was absolutely breathtaking. And this is not anyone's fault, but standing next to her daughter, I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't help but think, she's like, yeah, you can wear this dress. I'm going to wear... This is what mama brought. This is what you get to wear.
Mm-hmm.
I just, man, that was fuck. That was like giant bow mullet pleather with mm-hmm. the giant blown. I think, man, Alyssa's such an awesome competitor. And she's like, every time I come, if and when I come back, I'm going to look insane because she's a winner.
She is. She's a winner, baby.
She's the fact that she doesn't have a crown will continue to be one of the most fucked up things
mm-hmm.
in the canon of drag history. What else I want to say? I do think, no, it's not a competition, but I think Lonnie won this runway.
I also agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, who actually won?
And then, well, then we have our lip sync, you know, there, and they sing this that awesome Sylvester song.
Yes.
And Vanessa won. Vanessa won.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Now I remember.
Now, and because during the lip sync, the other competitors rip off their shoes, and I wondered, I mean, it doesn't matter. Vanessa, some people posit that Vanessa Williams was going to win because mm-hmm. she's Vanessa Williams.
Yes.
But maybe Rue really does hate when queens take off their shoes. Like, you know, like we've heard legend.
Maybe.
We've heard tell. Yeah, it was really fun. I just want to say, oh, I do want to say Vanessa Williams really channeled Dolly Parton. I was gagged at
yes,
how.
Yes, I thought she did a really excellent job.
Yeah, she did the best job in that main challenge. So, and her lip sync was probably the best too of them. Like, because it was just, I don't know, focused without being too distracted.
Mm-hmm.
My God, this episode was really good, Nicole.
I really enjoyed it, and I can't wait for next week.
Yeah, me too. Man, there'll be no way to really anticipate how the episode's going to feel.
Nope.
No, I have no idea. But I think the personality they brought was awesome. The attitude they brought was just mm-hmm. refreshing. And man, this is, okay, I'm back on board.
Yeah. I knew they wouldn't lead us astray for too long.
No, yes, I have to admit that I am back, I'm reconverted. Also, have you seen We're Here? Because that's also great.
No, I keep meaning to watch it, and I don't know, I've been gardening a lot.
Oh.
And pole dancing a lot, so I've just been trying to not watch as much television, but I think I'm going to watch it this week.
Cool. Yeah, no, there'll be plenty of time. I'm so excited to see what the next secret celebrities are. And what queens they bring back to, because the personalities of queens we get to see back in the room is so fucking fun. I love getting to see these queens again.
Me too. It's fun. I love you. Yeah. I love seeing my old favorites walk into the workroom again.
It's such a fucking treat and see just the looks they turn and like while they're beating other people's faces. What a dang treat.
Truly. I love it. Well, we're done.
We're done. Anything you want to plug?
My book comes out June 2nd. Very Fat, Very Brave. The Fat Girl's Guide to Being Brave and Not a Melancholy Down and a Dumb Sweeping Fat Girl in a Bikini. It's long. It's a picture book. It's got some antidotes. It's a self-help book. It's fun.
I love that. And
what
all
do
your
you
pods.
Want to promote? Yeah, I got so many podcasts. You can listen to them all. Just Google me.
Find me on social media at Monogapian. Listen to my Patreon podcast, We Love Trash, with Betsy Sodaro. And also, something that just came out this week, my brand new podcast on Stitcher Premium, Talking Too Hot to Handle, with Betsy Sodaro. It's called Too Horny to Recap. That's right. We are going to talk about the dumb, hot, crazy fools that you saw on the Netflix reality love series Too Hot to Handle. It is a fucking scream. And the first episode's free on Stitcher Premium.
Yay. All right, Mono. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drive.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.